This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. This is 2 days after the night before, and I'm broadcasting to you live from my Moss Family Automotive Studio in the great Titletown city of Tampa, Florida, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, which is an alternative site. I'm also over on Parler when that comes back again. I'm also over on Gab. I just went over there as Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T. That's abbreviated, C-A-P-T-M-A-T-T-B-R-U-C-E-R-E-T. So we're over there. And we're starting with some of this alternative media because Facebook and Twitter are really getting tough right now. And I'm going to have a conversation about that with Kyle Warren in a minute. But we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number one, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's address the Facebook thing for a minute. Individuals are getting themselves in trouble for false content or impartial content or content that violates community standards because they use language or something in there that gets them their posts removed the first time, a slap on the wrist. Then they get put on, I guess they get put on hold or something for a day or two or three or a matter of hours. But if they keep doing it, then they get blocked and they get tossed off either Facebook or Twitter, correct?
That's right, yes.
Now, I've got a lot of really good friends that have been following me over the years on Facebook. Some of you, and you know who you are, have gone off the deep end with the stuff you're posting. You're just taking stuff and throwing it out there without checking it to see what goes on. Well, here's what goes on when you're the owner or administrator of the page, which I happen to be, 12 different groups on Facebook, totaling over 200,000 people. The thing of it is I have to have administrators. And if the administrators aren't doing the job, properly vetting the material that's rated as false or incomplete or whatever, then guess who comes in to check it out, Kyle?
Well, it'd better be the Facebook people, right?
And what do they do?
Well, they either mark it with their, with however they mark it up, but then they also start to turn back onto the group owner as well.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not going to have that. And for everybody that I start getting warnings about that they don't follow the rules, they're going to be leaving the group involuntarily. It's just that way. I got to do it because it's my reputation out there.
Well, exactly right. And what I think what you're doing, Captain, and what the show's about, and certainly the communication on social media platforms, has to do with talking about the situation that we're in now.
Yep.
We're looking at the day-to-day things with the Biden administration, what's happening with the United States. We're relative to the world, and that's where our heads are at. And unfortunately, we just have to move forward with this stuff.
Yep.
And talk about what's going on now.
And we are a news talk radio show. The news we put up there is news that we have vetted. It's not something 99.9999% of the time that I just got and I said, oh, look at this, and I threw it out there from the XYZ blog or the whosywatsit.com website. You get where I'm going with that, right?
Well, of course. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true.
Well, right, and that's a good rule of thumb. And what we try to do and what you do always, Captain, is you're always looking at the veracity of stories.
Yep.
In fact, we've had someone call in about a story that just wasn't true,
yep,
but still continues to make the rounds, and so we're debunking them as we go along.
We have to, because, again, the story, just because it doesn't agree with your opinion, the stories that are out there that are opinionated and they're not factual news stories based on facts, proven, certifiable facts, you cannot change election result numbers all by yourself saying, I found this, 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 and this. Look, look what I got, look what I got. Uh-uh. The election's been certified in every state in the country. It's over. All you can do now is go back and start over at the local level, which is what we've been saying for over 20 years in this radio show. Think nationally, but act locally. The supervisor of elections are at the local level. The state secretaries of state are at the state level. That's all at the local and state level where you elect those people. Elections have consequences, and if you're not paying attention, shame on you.
Well, you know, Captain, this whole situation following the 2020 election may be one of the greatest examples of the need to act locally and be very, very involved, from dog catcher all the way up, you know, to the top thing in your state.
Yeah.
And that's how you affect change.
And we've told everybody where we go from here, and you can either be part of the solution or remain part of the problem. So you got to get on the bandwagon here. Either you're going to solve the problem or you're going to be the problem. That choice is up to you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And a special shout out tonight to all our listeners in Nevada. Had a nice email from the general manager of the station in Nevada. They're appreciating the program out there. And we definitely have got that taken care of on our end there, Mr. Sir, Mr. Frank. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody up there in Sandusky, Michigan, listening to us on our brand-new affiliate there, too, AM 660 WMIC. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, and those of you that have listened to the program for a while know that I've been taking Relief Factor for the better part of 5+ years, and I take it on a regular basis twice a day. The reason I do is because I've got a permanent injury to my left leg and ankle. I almost lost my left foot at the World Trade Center. It was surgically repaired, and I have a replacement ankle there, which creates a lot of problem, creates swelling, creates inflammation, and as a result, I was taking some pretty hardcore stuff that made me drowsy, and I couldn't stand that anymore, so I started to take a handful of leaves at a time, and then I found out about Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor, and its natural 100% drug-free ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates pain because it goes right straight to the source. And it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, it also helps to promote healing. And it only costs to try it the first 3 weeks, the 3 week quick start, $19.95. Now, to find out more about that product and what it can do for you, go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3 week quick start. That's all you got to do. And if it works, then you sign up for the regular delivery and away you go. If it doesn't work, keep what you haven't used, use it when you need to have it, and when you want to start again, guess what? It starts out at $19.95 all over again. So there you go. That's relieffactor.com/captain. What have you got to lose but pain? Okay, Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go to the phone line. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. And yes, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. This morning I got three things. Now, I think the firewall's starting to kick in. Our reasonable, not radical, but our reasonable Democrat friends, it looks like they're stepping up to the plate and they're saying, no, $15 minimum wage is not a good thing. So I don't think the president's going to get that passed, which that's a good thing. I commend the moderate Democrat friends of ours that are going to, you know, make sure that that doesn't happen. The second thing, now, I'm not a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene, but it's funny to me how Marjorie Taylor Greene can get thrown off of committees that she sits on for what she did. Not that I'm condoning what she did, but yet Eric Swalwell, who you know, basically, you know, the whole Fang Fang thing, he gets to sit on his committee. And, oh, by the way, it's the Intelligence Committee, so what hypocrisy there. And then the third and final thing, Kyle, I was kind of doing something, and I had the TV on in the background, and I wasn't really paying attention. But a reporter asked Jen Psaki some kind of a question, and just the way she answered it, she kind of had this condescending tone, you know, very snippy. And to me, you know, that's not called for.
That was a Fox reporter, Steve Ducey's son, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're the press secretary, you got to have a certain amount of decorum instead of, you know, getting up there and acting like, oh, I'm holier than thou and I'm better than you. So what do you have? What do you have to say, Kyle and Captain? And those are my points for today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Mike. You know, I think that, yeah, I think Jen Psaki's general demeanor just seems to kind of be that kind of, you know, holier-than-thou sort of condescending. And I don't say that to be mean. I just think that maybe that's her manner, but it doesn't really come off very well as the White House press secretary. She was also asked about one of Joe Biden's executive orders has had to do with releasing, you know, the catch-and-release program, basically,
yeah.
But releasing illegal aliens into the communities, but they're not being tested for COVID, for example. And she was kind of like, okay, well, what executive order you're talking about and all that. And it she's kind of not ready for prime time player in that regard. And it's sad because it's a very important position and a very influential one, about the president's message, America's message in many cases for overseas. And then about Swalwell, yeah, I think the only way we look there is Nancy Pelosi. She wants him on that committee for whatever reason, but under any normal circumstances that any regular person could ever come up with, he would be booted off there in a heartbeat. And the $15 minimum wage, Captain, I think you would agree with this as well, and that is the companies are going to do something different about automation and all these kinds of things if they're imposed with a $15 minimum wage.
Well, it's going to cost 1.4 million jobs just based on the preliminaries that are out there by two different economic think tanks, big ones. So that's what they're saying. And they both happen to be liberal, I might add. Now, I will say that the $15 an hour minimum wage was put back into the relief package, the stimulus package, by the House. I'm not surprised. That's the progressives over there. But I believe when he comes back to the Senate, they'll take it out.
I think so. Even the president himself was saying he didn't think it would survive. So you're right. So they're actually maybe butting heads a little bit on this. And again, you're going to see, especially like, for example, in Fast Serve or even in any store that you go into these days, there are a lot of self-checkout lines,
yeah,
and so forth, and jobs are going to be lost as a result of that.
Right. And about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm going to answer it this way. To the good friends we have in North Carolina listening to us right now, and Marjorie Taylor, or wait a minute, she's in Georgia, right? Okay, Georgia.
Right.
All right, to the good friends we have at our affiliates in Georgia that are listening to what we're talking about with your representative, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you elected her by an overwhelming majority. You need to stand behind her. You need to push the other people that are in the House of Representatives. I'll give you their phone number, 202-224-3121. call that switchboard, load it up with all the different Georgia representatives that you can do because you live in that state. By the way, it wouldn't hurt to call up Marjorie Taylor Greene's office and tell her you appreciate the job she's doing. Keep up the fight. 202-224-3121. That's the way I would handle that. It's worked for me before. It'll work for you now. And I'm not telling you anything I haven't done that hasn't worked. So when these people go, oh, what are we going to do? We can't do anything. They got this. They got that. Nonsense. It's all about we the people. We have the power if we'll just use it.
Well, exactly right. And that's actually what the Democrat Party elite are most afraid of.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, they are afraid that people will make their voice heard by calling, by voting, you know, by being involved and bringing things to light. Why do you think they're trying to go after conservatives and Republicans as hard as,
okay,
as they truly are?
I'm going to repeat this again for the people that don't seem to get the point. If you belong to the American Legion, there's power in your membership. If you belong to any union, trade union, or you're a firefighter, or a police officer, or EMS, and you're in one of those unions, there's power in that. If you belong to the teachers union, believe it or not, there's plenty of power in that, because we got good teachers, and we've got some teachers that are in there that we don't even, they've got tenure, and they're in there, and you just go, how can I get rid of them? Because their grade level scores, and the kids are turning out just are not making it. But here's the deal. We, the people, have the power, and we have to use it. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, next Tuesday night, we're going to tell you how we can take the power we've got and play the game called politics the way it's been done over and over and over and over again successfully by those of us that know how to do it.
Exactly right.
It's going to be at Mugs at Icott Center next Tuesday, 6:30, the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We know that you've not changed the name, and we're going to have a big turnout, and we're going to tell the people how we get this done.
Precisely. And again, as
we've been doing on the radio.
Right, right. It's one step at a time, and it's a long slog, but it will pay off.
Well, it took us two election cycles. It took us, the midterm election in 2000, and when was it? No. Was it 8? No, that was a presidential election. Oh, no, it was a midterm, 2010. Okay, it took us two election cycles, 2010, 2012, till we were able to get in there what needed to be done. And we did it, and then we kind of backed off a little bit because we succeeded in doing what we were doing. But, hey, we're back.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
Yep, we're back. The country's called for us to step up. We're stepping up. We're going to get it done. Again, we, the people, run the show. They work for us. They may not think so, but they work for us, and we've got the power if you know how to use it. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The impeachment trial of former President Trump will begin Tuesday afternoon as the Senate will deliberate on a single charge of incitement of an insurrection. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Monday that a bipartisan resolution had been reached on the rules of the trial that will give each side 16 hours to make their case. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the resolution will ensure that the proceedings will be fair.
I'm pleased that Leader Schumer and I were able to reach an agreement on a fair process and estimated timeline for the upcoming Senate trial. This structure has been approved by both former President Trump's legal team and the House managers because it preserves due process and the rights of both sides. It will give senators as jurors ample time to review the case and the arguments that each side will present.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has a website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can go over there and do what I did about 15 years ago. I went on their website. I took a look at what they had to offer. They asked me to type in my zip code, which I did. They gave me a cost comparison for the car that I had at the time, and they gave me a really good rate. And then they said, do you own property? And I said, yes. And they said, well, would you like to consider to have your homeowner's insurance over here? We can give you a much better rate under a bundle. And I said, well, sure. And they did, and I've been with them ever since. And knock on wood, every year, that was the wood, every year, I get a 10% discount for being a safe driver. Thank God Almighty for that. Now, this year, with the COVID thing in there, back, I don't know, about midsummer or so, they jumped, they reduced everybody's rates. Jump, listen to me. They reduced everybody's rates by 15%, including all the new customers. So take advantage of what they're doing right now and see if you can save some money, like I did. They can insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, ATV, RV, your boat, whatever. And by the way, they'll do your homeowners and or your renter's insurance too. Geico, GEICO.com. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, impeachment day number one starts, I believe, about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, 1 o'clock Eastern time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And it looks like they're going to have, I think, 16 hours of the prosecution, for lack of a better term here, the House impeachment managers, and then there'll be, of course, the rebuttal time for the defense, for the president's lawyers.
and they'll spread it out over, I think, 2 days. They will close down earlier on the Jewish Sabbath. One of President Trump's lawyers is an Orthodox Jew, so they requested that, and they will be back at it on Sunday, we understand, as well.
Well, they expect to get it done this week, and here's what I'm going to read. This is from the president's legal team. President Trump and his counsel are pleased that there was bipartisan support on how to structure the impeachment trial. We appreciate the Senate Republican leadership stood strong for the due process and secured a structure that's consistent with past precedent. This process will provide us with an opportunity to explain to senators why it is absurd and unconstitutional to hold an impeachment trial against a private citizen. Everybody that's got a brain in their head gets that. Everybody.
Well, you know, Captain, what's so very important is that, once again, we have some very prominent attorneys, people are very familiar with, of course, people like Jonathan Turley, people like Alan Dershowitz, who are not Trump supporters in the traditional sense. They likely didn't vote for Trump, at least from what they have said and so forth, but they are obviously students of the law. They honor the Constitution. They honor the system. Since they don't really have a political thing going on here, it's very important what they say. And they're both talking about how this is not, you know, part of the Constitution that we expect to have that kind of trial for somebody who is not a sitting president. The impeachment is there to, the remedy when impeachment is voted upon in the affirmative is to remove the person from office. Donald Trump doesn't hold an office.
Right. And we all know, because of what we've been telling people about the Time Magazine article that has been talked about and discussed over on Red State, which is part of the Salem Media Group's town hall package and whatnot. Red State's over there, too, all part of the same group. We all know that this secret, well-funded cabal that was out there worked to protect the 2020 election for the progressives and for the deep state because they made up their mind they were going to get rid of one Donald Trump.
Well, right. And I mean, it was, of course, headwinds and uphill battle from day one, even prior to day one, and certainly after the election in 2016, it started up. You even had people talking about wanting to impeach Trump then.
Yeah.
For what? You know, this kind of stuff. But I think you're right, Captain. Definitely you had a lot of people say to themselves, okay, well, this is the way we want it now after the 2020 election.
Now, shame on us, not you and me, but shame on most of the people in the audience for not paying any attention to what came out in January. The New York Times had reported on the effort in January referring to the Democracy Defense Coalition. The Daily Beast hinted at it last fall. But the Time article, the one that's the most recent, is the most in-depth report in what others suggested was going on behind the scenes that actually happened. Now, can they prove it? Probably not. But based on the evidence that they put out there, it would take a court of law to convict somebody for doing what they did. But guess what? They can't change the results of the election.
No, I think that time and perspective, I think, may change how we view the events. Just getting the future machine here, certainly 20 years from now, people will have a much different perspective on the events of 2020 and the election in particular than we do right now, or even we might have a year from now.
And this is how stupid they thought we were, and a lot of people listening were, because they did nothing about it when we tried to warn them for almost 6, 7, 8 months. We were warning, be careful what you wish for, pay attention, get out there, get involved. A lot of people sat in their hands, oh, we got this, we don't need to do nothing. Not true. And remarkable as it seems, they, the deep state, attacked our election system and called it a defense of our democracy. That's how stupid they think we really are.
Well, right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, now let's go to the phone lines. Let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bob from New York now.
Hey, Bob from New York. How are you?
If they find out that, in fact, funny things went along with this election, that could be a reason that they need to impeach him. It's like putting the final spike in the vampire. so he cannot come back to life.
They're trying to do that. That's the whole purpose of this impeachment, is trying to get him to not
Time
be able
magazine,
to run.
If the Time magazine plays out and comes true into light, well, maybe he won, but we impeached him anyway.
Yeah, that's unfortunately the way it works. And, Bob, where are you at in New York now?
Nyack.
Okay, well, stay out of trouble on that big bridge.
Yeah, I'll try. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, all right. Now, the fact of the matter is, Kyle, what he said is absolutely true. But here's the deal, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, not this hour, but next hour. Remember who Mick Mulvaney was?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He has come out and made a very broad statement. He said there's no chance of stopping Trump from running again for president when they acquit him the second time of impeachment charges.
Well, right. I mean, you would even wonder if they have the real ability to actually bar him from running. Dershowitz talked about this as well, said, no, just go run, let the Supreme Court decide.
For the life of me, I don't understand why he would want to run again, but there was something else that surfaced yesterday, and I don't know if you saw this. You know who Elon Musk is?
Well, of course, yeah.
Elon Musk came out and made a public statement that he would like to set up a large-scale media company with Donald Trump and he, the two of them, operating that, Elon Musk. Now, think about that for a minute.
Well, talk about resources and talk about influence and talk about star power. That seems like a pretty good combination.
It's going to take big money. It's going to take star power. It's going to take all the possible connections you've got to get this put through, but it could be done, and I would love to see it.
Well, exactly right. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, again, I think people are hungry for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the governor of Wyoming came out and said that Joe Biden's order banning gas and oil leases on federal lands has effectively crippled the number one industry in his state, and that is oil and gas. And we're talking about Wyoming, and he's not happy.
Well, no, of course not, and for good reason. Suddenly, again, you know, the country and the world really does run on oil and these kinds of resources for energy. We have the ability to create some mission-specific energy platforms and certainly develop them, but you can't come into office and executive order out people out of their jobs and kill whole states.
And we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to drive the price of gasoline and oil products up to the point to where you're going to be forced to go electric because it's going to be cheaper, or so they say. But then again, wait till you get your electric bill.
Well, exactly. And how are we producing electricity in so many ways? It's not just coming from a solar panel from China.
Nope. Nuclear power, coal power, oil power, you betcha.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yeah, we got some weather to talk about tonight out there. We got a storm brewing, too, again. So don't go anywhere, you truckers. We'll be right back, and we'll be telling you what's going on out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with the free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We do appreciate you very much doing that for us. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, find out what they have to offer. And on this really cold night in the frozen northern tundra, tell them that I sent you, you were listening to my program, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee because you're going to need it to warm up those toesies when you get out there in the fuel island to fuel up your truck because it's cold up in the north. But in the meantime, it's going to get warm right now.
It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Avicii, and that's the old Philadelphia sound there. By the way, I'm going to bring Kyle in here. I had the opportunity to meet him when he was on tour with Bobby Rydell and Frankie Avalon. They called it the Legends Tour. And those guys, they say they never age, but actually he had gray hair, and he was walking a little bit slower, but he could still sing.
Wow, I'll bet. Yeah, and that's Runaround Sue. It goes back to 1961. And I found this out, Captain. I thought this is very interesting. Dion is one of only two American rock stars to be featured in some way on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper album by the Beatles.
That's right.
And then Bob Dylan is the other one.
Yep.
And because they had big influences, obviously, on the Beatles.
Yeah, and the Beatles did some songs by them. They did them a little differently, but did some songs. Okay, well, here we go. An Arctic air mass will remain over the central U.S. Cold. Cold. And it's going to be there this week. All week. With frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills. The air mass will gradually expand down into the Gulf Coast states. And the northwest U.S. will also see another front by later this week. A significant ice and snow event is developing in the midweek from the southern plains into the Mississippi and Ohio valleys and headed to the East Coast. Here we go, New York City again. It'll be impacting travel and commerce. And Kyle, go ahead with the frigid, frozen tundra.
It is the frigid, frozen tundra for sure. Almost the entire state of Montana is covered tonight, Captain, in a wind chill advisory. We're talking possibly 40 below. We're talking about frostbite, which could occur in as little as 10 minutes. So obviously, you want to take this kind of wind chill advisory very seriously. In the northern part of the state there, running almost the entire length of the northern border with Canada, of Montana, that is a wind chill warning tonight. There's also an avalanche warning as well up near Glacier National Park tonight. But in places like Helena, Butte, Billings, Bozeman, we've got that wind chill advisory, so you want to be very, very careful with that.
Now, I got to correct you. Did you say that term correctly?
I hope that I did.
Helena?
No, I believe it's Helena.
Helena, yeah, it is Helena, because I don't know how you were saying it before, but okay, all right.
Yeah, exactly. So we're hopefully that we're getting all the pronunciations right, and certainly for the local for the local folks, that we definitely want to make sure.
Yeah, because somebody reminded us.
exactly. Well, we're always glad to learn the local the actual pronunciations of different places like that. That wind chill advisory continues down through looks like the eastern corner there of Wyoming, but we've also got, Captain, high wind warnings, of course, near Cheyenne and Laramie. This along I-80. This extends all the way over to Elk Mountain. We've got some winter weather advisories west of Boulder and Denver in Colorado tonight. But get this, we've got a freezing fog advisory. This along I-25. This is going to encompass Colorado Springs down through St. Charles and Colorado City. Also, west over to Canyon City as well there in central Colorado tonight.
Well, not to be outdone, the freezing fog also goes down into Amarillo, Texas. It goes along I-40 over east past Amarillo, well over into the Wellington area. Temperatures in the upper teens down in there right now. But that's not the big story. The big story right now happens to be the big freeze because, again, wind chill factors 40 to 45, maybe even 50 below in the northern parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the northern, extreme northern parts of Wisconsin. Other than that, 20, 25 below zero wind chill temperatures down into South Dakota, down into Nebraska, down into the northern and northeastern part of Kansas, to include St. Joseph, over into the northern part of Missouri, up and down I-29, Iowa, the whole state of Iowa, the northern part of Illinois, to include Chicago. By the way, we do have some snow that's starting to pick up in and around Chicago, and on the western side of Michigan, the eastern side of Lake Michigan, we have some snow there. The snow that's developing right now and a storm that's starting to develop is coming out of Oklahoma and it's going up I-40 across towards Little Rock, and it's going up I-44 to St. Louis, beyond the southern tip of Missouri, also into the northern and most of the area of Kentucky. Then, of course, up across the lower part of Indiana, winter storm warning is in effect for southern Ohio to include Cincinnati and just below Columbus, I-70, south of I-70. You've got snow that's going to continue along I-70 all the way over into Pennsylvania. Then that snow will kick upwards towards I-80 and go across right into New York City and into the southern part of New York to include Poughkeepsie. Also, New England, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Long Island, and eventually it's going to find its way up into Boston, up into Maine, as that system develops more. But right now, the heaviest of the snow that we can see happens to be in the southwest corner of Ohio, bringing it just north of Cincinnati right now along I-70.
Exactly right. And, yeah, as you mentioned, Boston as well, Captain. Yeah, it looks like they're 100% for snow on Tuesday. So we're going to be seeing that in that area there.
Is your daughter going to be tired of seeing snow?
Maybe ask me a little while later on, but right now she really is enjoying.
Is she trying to drive around Boston?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't drive in Boston.
Okay, because that could be really dangerous.
It really can be. It really can be. But fortunately, she doesn't need to do that.
Now, I also want to mention, when you talked about the weather, I forgot to mention way down south in Texas, down along the border, we got some fog down there. Dense fog is along the along the bay down there, southwestern part of the bay, way down in deep Texas. But it's also inland across the Rio Grande Valley, as it would be. And up around Houston, we got a little bit of fog tonight, too, that I can see. So tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, Kyle.
Well, Captain, as you know, the Pilot and Flying J, they have all kinds of different great things to eat. If you're out on the road and you're making your way to the Pilot or Flying J, you might find a Denny's. You might find a Huddle House. How about this? A Moe's Southwest Grill. Or you might.
Those are good.
Exactly. Or you might want a great Cinnabon, or build a sandwich at Subway. They also have DQ, Chester's, Arby's, a McDonald's. Whatever it is you're craving out there, it's likely that they have it, so pull on in.
All righty. We'll be right back. Hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we got plenty more to talk about. We've only begun to fight. And by the way, we are going to mention the big celebration coming up for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The mayor says, we're going to have a parade. Okay, we'll see. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.